to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers. AMFM Shortwave.
Program note, ladies and gentlemen, starting this Saturday, and I do believe this is, let me make sure of this, it is 8 to 10 p.m. Central Time. On 5.050, Jack Otto, author of the book World War III, ironically named, will be doing a two-hour show on this network every Saturday evening. You're going to want to tune into that. We're going to have to upgrade his sound equipment there, but the information is most important. I urge you to tune into that program. That's this Saturday on 5050 Shortwave, and that is from 8 to 10 p.m., Central Time. And this comes from a man that, well, has done a lot of research over the last 20-some years, and he's coming out with a book here shortly. As soon as he gets it compiled, we'll have it proofread, and we'll get that thing in print. This is something that people really need to understand. So more on that as that information becomes available. Now, continuing this hour, this entire post-war period is marked by extensive war crimes resulting in the death of more than 10 million people. Did you get that? 10 million. But you see, let me jump off script here for a second. It is the hopes of the globalist to eliminate 75% of the world's population. Because, you know, there's just a lot of useless eaters out there. You know, I mean, it's hard to redistribute the wealth. It's hard to do your criminality when you don't have a total lockdown on such diverse people with diverse opinions and different nations and different nationalities and different ideologies and, well, just a different view in the world. So in order to make this a more compliant and healthy and peaceful world, well, let's just knock out about 75% of those people. No big deal at all. You know, after all, we've got to do something that's sustainable for the earth and mankind. When we're talking about the very people who've gone in there and just killed literally millions and millions of people. I mean, how many people have we killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, ladies and gentlemen? The number, I believe, is well over a million people. And this is supposedly over a guy that committed war atrocities using weapons that we sold him. That's right, Saddam Hussein, Donald Rumsfeld, he helped broker the deal that gave them these weapons of mass destruction, which Saddam Hussein apparently destroyed. Didn't shove them over into Syria. They didn't go to Iran. They were destroyed. So on the heels of that big fat lie, what we're supposed to believe, the up-and-coming, the Iranian threat. Oh, how evil these people are. They're thinking about building a nuclear weapon, and, well, they're not going to have it ready for at least 10 years, but let's do a preemptive strike right now, and let's blast these people. Let's blast these ragheads off the planet. You know, we're America. Bah! Hurrah! Yeah? Well, our soldiers are over there getting a dose of depleted uranium right now. We've killed over a million Iraqis and Afghanis and probably soon-to-be Iranians for the roadmap to peace over there, ladies and gentlemen. Or we should actually scratch that and say, not roadmap to peace, the roadmap to control. And if anybody is thinking, well, it's just the United States and its imperial, you know, power and they want global domination. Ladies and gentlemen, the globalists control this country like they do every other country on planet Earth. Their agenda is the main agenda that they're trying to see through. And it's falling apart right before them.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The neoconservative agenda under the Bush administration should be viewed as the culmination of bipartisan post-war foreign policy framework. Now, war crimes are the result of criminalization of the U.S. state and foreign policy apparatus. We're dealing specifically with individual war criminals, but with a process involving decision-making acting at a different level, with a mandate to carry out war crimes following established guidelines and procedures. Now, what distinguishes the Bush administration in relation to historical record of U.S.-sponsored crimes and atrocities is that the concentration camps, targeted assassinations, and torture chambers are now openly considered as legitimate forms of intervention which sustain the global war on terrorism and support the spread of Western democracy. Now, the mechanisms of U.S. intervention. U.S.-sponsored crimes are not limited to casualties of war and the physical destruction of a nation's infrastructure. Countries are destroyed, often transformed into territories, sovereignty is foregone, national institutions collapse, the national economy is destroyed through the imposition of free market reforms, or how they initially like to do it is, well, sanction you. Oh, yes, yeah, sanction you. Unemployment becomes rampant, social services are dismantled, wages collapse, and people are impoverished. Did I just describe the United States or a foreign territory? In turn, the nation's assets or natural resources are transferred into the hands of foreign investors through a privatization program imposed by the invading forces. Well, we don't have people standing around in foreign uniforms, not yet, on American soil, but that's exactly what's happening inside the United States. So what does that tell you? That we're destroying our own country? That somehow the United States is just doing this to the rest of the planet? No, again, the power elite behind this government is actually doing it to us. Now, the Perdana Initiative, reversing the tide of war. The Perdana Initiative to criminalize war seeks to break the consensus. Once the consensus is broken, the shaky legitimacy of the global war on terrorism collapses like a deck of cards. The war criminals in high office do not have a leg to stand on. And let me say this, that by expanding this, that there's always a different crisis next day, the day after that to contend with, while we're being threatened, while national security is at interest, and our paid whores, our Congress critters in Washington, D.C., just bowing down, afraid to stand up and really represent the people of this country and its interest, do you understand what is going on now? To reverse the tide of war requires a massive campaign of networking and outreach to inform people across the land, nationally and internationally, in neighborhoods, workplaces, parishes, mosques, schools, universities, municipalities, on the dangers of U.S.-sponsored war which contemplates the use of nuclear weapons. This message should be loud and clear. It is not Iran which is the threat to global security, but the United States of America and Israel. Debate and discussion must also take place within the military and intelligence community, particularly with regard to the use of tactical nuclear weapons, within the corridors of the U.S. Congress and municipalities and all levels of government. Ultimately, the legitimacy of the political and military actors in high office must be challenged. There seems to be a reluctance by members of Congress to exercise their powers under the U.S. Constitution with a view to preventing the unthinkable, the onslaught of a U.S.-sponsored nuclear war. The consequences of this inaction could be devastating. Once the decision is taken at the political level, it will be very difficult to turn the clock backwards. Moreover, the anti-war movement has not addressed the U.S.-sponsored nuclear threat on Iran in a consistent way, in part due to divisions within its ranks, in part due to the lack of information. Moreover, a significant sector of the anti-war movement considers the threat of Islamic terrorism real. We are against the war, but we support the war on terrorism. Same thing the Democrats are now doing in the democratically controlled House and Congress. Or I should say, the Democratic controlled House and Congress. The ambivalent stance ultimately serves to reinforce the legitimacy of the U.S. national security doctrine, which is predicated on waging the global war on terrorism. Now, at this juncture, with the popularity of the Bush-Cheney regime at an all-time low, a real opportunity exists to initiate an impeachment process which could contribute to temporarily stalling the military agenda. And I've heard arguments against this. Okay, mind you, that, well, if we go after the war criminals, we get George Bush out of there, and we get Mr. Cheney out of there, well, Nancy Pelosi then becomes, what, President of the United States? No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. That is the power and how it's supposed to be handed down in case, for some reason of criminality, jail time, death, or whatever, that the president and vice president cannot operate in the capacity of said terms, president, vice president, and then it befalls the Speaker of the House. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Nancy Pelosi, what does she have to lose here? If she becomes president of the United States, she already said weeks and weeks and weeks ago, oh, no, the impeachment process against George Bush is not going to take place. Why? Are you supporting a war criminal? He's a criminal in so many aspects. I don't even know where to begin. I mean, it would take the rest of George Bush's natural life to go to court to court to court to answer charges against him. For treason, that's a biggie. North American Union, I'd say for no other reason. Forget Afghanistan. Forget Iraq. Forget the plans for Iran. Forget all of that. bringing this guy down on the treason he's committed against the American people on these agreements with the North American Union would be enough. But that's right. The critters in Washington, D.C. don't want to talk about the North American Union because they're for it. We are literally in a struggle, ladies and gentlemen, in this country for our liberty and our sovereignty and for this country to continue as a constitutional republic, not some damn democracy. Not some corporate empire where we're just little worker bees out there supporting the people that really generate the wealth. No, it is we, through our sweat, through our work, that create wealth. Government doesn't create it. We create that wealth through our labor, our exchange of labor for compensation. Ah, but here's another thing. Well, if you don't want to get on board with that and you don't want to do a job, well, we'll just bring in another workforce that's going to be cheap. That's right. Our 40 million Mexican friends are now illegally in this country. The balkanization process again. You see how difficult it is then to tell Mexico, hey, go stick in your ear and take your illegals back. All because we're so intrinsically tied with them now. You know, the security partnership, oh, that's so important because that involves, oh, that's right, a security offense around Canada, United States, Mexico, Central and South America. Yes, it's the global war on terrorism, ladies and gentlemen, when in actuality, what it is, it's the globalization process to get us all under one happy little umbrella to go down the road to a more peaceful, prosperous, and freer world. I don't know any other country on this planet, say shy of George Bush and his destruction of our liberties and freedoms in this country, I know of no other country on this planet that its priority for its government was to make sure that nobody messed with your sovereignty, your liberty, your freedom, your rights. Enumerated by government, but given to us by what? Oh, that's right, a higher being, God himself, the creator of all. Yeah, but we don't want to talk about God now, do we? That just goes against so many agendas. You know, I mean, gosh, you know, it's just so hard. So we got to eliminate that contention so we can all be this homogenous, spoon-fed, pre-digested stuff that's coming at you through the media and their agendas for this country. It's not a pretty picture, is it, folks? But it's one that is, it is one that can be reversed. Not just stem the flow of it, can be reversed. You know, that's why it's so important why networks like this stay intact. And I invite other networks out there. We need as many voices out there. Because you know what I always said about this? We need other voices out there because there's so many people we have yet to talk to. There's some people that listen to me that can't stand me. There's people that listen to me that absolutely love me. But who cares? 6 months, a year from now, it doesn't matter. Who I am or who anybody else is, and I don't care who's giving the message, the plain fact is the message has to be gotten to the American people. Whether it's in my voice or somebody else's is of no consequence, and it does not matter to me. We are literally in a war, ladies and gentlemen, in this country right now. For ourselves, for our family, for our posterity, for the very future of this country. Now, to finish up on this, he says, at this juncture, with the popularity of the Bush-Cheney regime, impeachment process could contribute temporarily to stalling the military agenda. No, what's going to permanently stall the military agenda? Or these criminals that we have supposedly servicing us out here in the public, is to do away with them. You know, politics is what happens when you want to debate whatever you want to debate. But a lot of debate goes away when you pay strict adherence to the Constitution of the United States. And we don't have a Supreme Court up there reinterpreting and changing the real meaning of the Constitution itself. So we're only talking about maybe a couple thousand players that have to be replaced in this nation's infrastructure that have been in power and have abused it and used it against the American people. That's not such a tall order, is it? We're not talking about reinventing the wheel. We're not talking about leveling an entire country and having to rebuild it again. No, we're just talking about the removal of a couple of thousand thugs that have been running this country. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs. And finishing up on the Michael Chos, it's spelled Chosudovski. Chuzadowski is his name, Global Research. And that's the Center for Research on Globalization. The corporate media almost must bear a heavy responsibility for the cover-up of U.S.-sponsored war crimes. Until recently, these war preparations involving the use of nuclear weapons have been scarcely covered by the corporate media. The latter must also be forcefully challenged for their biased coverage of the Middle East war. Biased? What is needed is to break the conspiracy of silence, expose the media lies and distortions, confront the criminal nature of the U.S. administration and those governments which support it, its war agenda, as well as its so-called homeland security agenda, which has already defined the contours of a police state. In response to the Perdana initiative to criminalize war, it is essential to bring the U.S.'s Israeli war project to the forefront of the political debate, particularly in North America, Western Europe, and Israel. Political and military leaders who are opposed to the war must take a firm stance from within their respective institutions. Citizens must take a stance individually and collectively against war. Now, I am going to just put forth an idea about this. Now, we're talking about the Center for Research on Globalization. And as we know, we always have false flag fronts. We always have issues that, well, people are brought to bear or to the forefront that are supposedly against certain things, when in actuality, they are enabling it. Okay. The thing that bothers me about this whole deal is we know the governor, the global governance thing. What I read in this story that took me an hour and 20 minutes to get through, because there's a lot of good stuff in here. Yeah, okay, this whole thing in the Middle East is about oil, it's about hegemony and control. Yeah, but more importantly, it's about the destruction of anything over there that isn't called Israeli or Israeli Defense Forces, and this unholy alliance between the United States and Israel for all of these years. See, the real roadmap to peace over there, ladies and gentlemen, is exactly what Israel is doing to Palestine right now, which, by the way, used to be their country, but it's not anymore. A sliver of that was carved out for the Israelis. Okay, having said all that, that's fine. You know, somebody called me up one day and asked me the question, well, what are you going to do with 6 million Jews over there? My response to that is nothing. It's established now. What they need to do is peacefully get along with everybody, stop sticking sharp stones and knives in people's eyes over there, and go back within the confines of the borders of your own country, make peace with your neighbors, and let's get on with life. What to do about the 6 million Jews over there? Nothing. What they need to do is get rid of their Likud parties. What they need to do is get rid of the people over there the same way in this government we've got to get rid of our bad people here. You want world peace? It's not going to be perfect, ladies and gentlemen. People are people. They will still lie. They will still deceive. They will still twist. They will still try to gain an advantage. And it doesn't matter who you are and what you're doing. If you've got a pocket to be picked, they're going to try to pick it. Take control. See, that was the great thing about this country, ladies and gentlemen. We really look at the way it was structured, the way it was set up, that we keep control of what's going on in our backyard, not only in our backyard, but in our state and at the national level. That's the way it was set up to be. It ain't the way it is no more, because we got a bunch of incorporated little people who are just doing the business to us, not for us. So, folks, that's the way it is. That's the way it's been set up. Now, we either do something about this, we either get extremely active, or we do nothing, and we sit around, and we feed off each other, and when there isn't a direct threat right in our face, we got time to do other things that are not constructive. There's only one mission here, ladies and gentlemen, and that's to inform the rest of the American people of what the true agenda is. And anybody that's there to stymie that or deflect it or, hell, even destroy it, are not playing on the same team, and they need to rethink their strategies. We need all the boots on the ground that we can bring to bear in the restoration of this constitutional republic. And anybody that does anything to the contrary should be highly suspect. As I reported last week, and I'll get into this also after the break, it's the privatization process, which ironically Chudzinski talked about, the privatization of America. Well, last week I reported on this, read it out of the, I think it was Detroit News, about how Michigan was actually considering its state lottery and selling that off to a private concern. If memory serves, their budget deficit was $846 million, and they actually made on the lottery last year, I think, $680 million. Well, yeah, there's a little hole there. There was some money to be made up, but we're just talking about one entity. One entity and one entity alone. We're not talking about the rest of the tax-generating things up there. Well, Michigan, I don't have to tell you. You're being hollowed out up there. Hope you're driving a Toyota or a Mazda or whatever, because those are going to be the people you're going to be working for. The American auto companies, if it's not a dinosaur and dead right now, it will be soon. But don't worry. People still work here in the auto companies. They just won't have GM, Ford, or Chrysler on them. He'll be working for a foreign entity, and that profit will be going back where? Oh, that's right, to their respective countries. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
By the way, I forgot to give some selected examples of, U.S. intervention and what the aftermath has been. As I stated earlier, there is possibly well over a million Iraqis and Afghanis that have died. And this is supposedly for a regime change to democratize them, to make them free of these evil dictators. Really? Did Saddam Hussein, while I wasn't looking, while the world was looking the other way, did he kill a million of his own people? I don't think so. That came at the hands of the United States government and its armed forces. They're being misused. Let me give you some other examples of how we have been misused. Korea, from just 3 years, 1950 to 1953, North Korea lost nearly a third of its population, 8 to 9 million people, during the 37-month-long hot war. An unprecedented percentage of suffered by any nation as a result of an armed conflict. General LeMay, in charge of U.S. operations in Korea, candidly acknowledges that the U.S. killed up to 20% of North Korea's population over that three-year period of intensive bombings. You know, and folks, is there any question as to Kim Jong-il and how the North Koreans believe, because they saw us after World War II, what we didn't let the communists have, well, we occupied with our forces. Every man, woman, and child over there is scared to death of one thing, that there's going to be U.S. intervention, and they're going to be living under U.S. law, or with at least our troops occupying their country, just like we're occupying Iraq right now. And I don't care if you're a socialist, a communist, or anything else. Do you want people standing in your backyard with guns at the ready to blow your head off if you look the wrong way? I don't think so. Communism is a failed experiment. It always has been and always will be. Vietnam, from 1954 to 1975, and let's not forget that our French buddies and also our English buddies were in on this deal. According to Vietnamese sources, civilian casualties resulting from the Vietnam War were of the order of 4 million out of a population of 38 million during the period of 54 to 1975. Vietnamese casualties represent a 12 to 13% of the entire population. Indonesia. While Indonesia was not invaded by U.S. forces, it experienced, according to a CIA report, one of the worst mass murders of the 20th century. Ironically, it was the CIA which instigated this plan to begin with. The 300-page CIA text fails to acknowledge the direct role of the U.S. in the massacres. It essentially blames the victims of the killings, the supporters of the Communist Party of Indonesia, or the PKI, for their own deaths. The hundreds of thousands of people shot, stabbed, bludgeoned, or starved to death were labeled perpetrators or would-be perpetrators of atrocities, just as the culpable for the murder of the army generals as the handful of people who were truly guilty. The Congo, from 1998 to 2000. The Sudan were U.S.-sponsored civil wars. 2 years of war in the Congo caused the deaths of an estimated 3.8 million people, mostly from starvation and disease. And let us not forget, ladies and gentlemen, that our own drug companies here in this country cooked up AIDS. I'm a little hungry. I'm thinking food here. It's din-din time. Sorry. Cooked up AIDS and Ebola. This came out of the laboratories of U.S. drug companies. You infect the population down there. You let it spread. You tear apart their institutions, you tear apart their governments, and you let disease take its course. It doesn't matter if it comes from a bullet, from a gun, or it comes from a hypodermic needle. Doesn't matter. Again, millions of people dead and millions of people yet to die that are still breathing, that are essentially the walking dead. In the Sudan, 2 million deaths resulted from Sudan's 18-year civil war, which is tied in securing control over the oil reserves. Nigeria and Biafra, 1 million people also died during the U.S.-sponsored Nigeria-Biafra conflict of the late 1960s, which was also linked to oil interest. Rwanda, 1994-1995, just a year, between 500,000 and 1 million people died as a result of the Rwandan civil war and genocide. Recent reports confirm that the U.S. and Britain played a key role in triggering the ethnic massacres. So the death and destruction continues. And until such time, ladies and gentlemen, that we have an honest government, honest people in an honest government, you can't have crooks trying to run an honest government. It doesn't compute. It doesn't add up. Until such time that we take control once again of our country, our government, this twisted U.S. foreign policy that's been going on for so many years is going to continue, and millions more are going to die. Now, the fact that they're building up the strength right now for no good reason whatsoever, I haven't seen Ahmadinejad declare war on the United States. He doesn't have any nuclear weapons. He is content to stay in his own country. The deal that they've been trying to push on the news media that, oh, the insurgents, oh, the money, oh, supplies, armaments, bullets, you name it, is coming from Iran into Iraq to further destabilize and, of course, sour the mission over there in our war on terror. We've got to get rid of Mr. Ahmadinejad. And I'll tell you, anything that I've read and heard Mr. Ahmadinejad say, I hate to say this, but it's true. I think we're dealing with somebody that has more moral integrity, that understands what ethics really is, than the president we've got in this country right now. And what we're fixing to do is gear up and go in there and smash that country also. Many more millions will die. For whom? Our security? Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Fred in Pennsylvania. Hello, Fred.
John?
Yes.
I think that this is right on target, what you're saying about the creation of wars, the manufacturing of crisis, the manufacturing of consent. Because just look at this recent example. You had a bomb blow up in a Baghdad marketplace. 145 people, civilians, were killed.
Mm-hmm.
More than a ton of high explosive was packed into a truck. I don't think that that's the type of informal rebelliousness as expressed by these individual terrorists. This is a state-sponsored an effort, a campaign. You had that in Lebanon, too.
Right. Well, let's just make a point here, Fred, on this the supposed terrorism. If I was looking, and say that I don't get along with some of my countrymen, maybe I'm a Shiite, that I don't like a Sunni, or I'm a this, that a Ba'ath that doesn't like that. Well, having said all that, we're looking at a country that we have a military foreign force in our country controlling and manipulating my country. So why am I going to go, if my ideological political differences, let's say, well, what is going to prompt me to go kill a bunch of civilians that, you know, whoever they are and whatever their political ideology is, why am I going to blow them up first? Why am I not going to blow up the occupying forces?
I think you hit the nail right on the head. Uh-huh. I think that you've got a campaign going on that is also similar to the campaign against Iran and also the campaign in Basra province of Iraq to keep from gelling any kind of political regime that will simply have a timetable for kicking out the occupiers. Remember, that's where the Iraqi political will stopped. They were up to a point where they had a timetable already promulgated, and that's when the so-called inter-religious warfare started getting mm-hmm. Huge. Do you remember that when there was a coming together of the political forces in Iraq?
Oh yeah.
And I remember that this was a big move, and then all of a sudden you didn't hear about the timetable to get America out of Iraq that these leaders had insisted on.
Well, and when you look at the overall situation, and as you described, that people were starting to actually look at things the way they were, and looking at who is manipulating them and who has literally leveled their country, poisoned their people, and we have not even seen the whole ramifications of how many deaths just save for depleted uranium. Forget bullets and forget laser guided bombs and forget all that other stuff. For just the depleted uranium munitions that have been set off over there, depleted uranium, that is a scourge and a plague on that country for many years to come. And what's more important to understand about this is the American soldiers. That more soldiers just went over there recently. They're now exposed to that very same thing. I mean, this.
And they're in no position to fight. I don't think that we have. I mean, first of all, we don't have the equipment, and we don't have the. We don't have fresh people that are in any position to conduct a real military operation. This is, I think, just an operation to this designed to fail. I can't think of any other way to describe it.
It's designed to fail in the public's perception insofar as, okay, George Bush had a plan. Well, he was all wrong. That's why, and this is a very important point for people to understand, that they thought that they were going to help bring an end to the conflict over there in the Middle East by electing these Democrats that on their platforms and their political speeches, oh, yes, just let me in the White House, you know, I'll bring, you know, my constituency to bear, we'll put an end to this Iraq war. And they turned right around and jumped in the same boat that George Bush is in with the supposed war on terrorism. That tells me that the agenda will continue. Nothing is going to change.
And nothing will happen to, of significance either over here or over there until the violence is weighed down, because there's no way that you can have the normal processes of life. And over here, you're not going to have the normal processes because people are still in that state of fear, that state of being pumped up. And it's going to destroy us. And by the way, you talked about these other wars. A lot of those were conducted when we weren't in a period of sharp decline. This war is happening simultaneously with us just basically in a free fall. And so this war is highly significant as far as changing history, because this is going to guarantee that we will not be able to heal. And this is just a disaster on many levels.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, we'll have all good-natured people that will just go in there and handle each manufactured crisis, and they're doing it for our benefit. Fred, I thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Kerry in Louisiana. Hello, Kerry.
Hello, Mr. Statmiller. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Hey, listen, I got your message from last week. I overnighted you another copy of Pandora's Black Box,
okay.
Chapter 2. You should have gotten it today.
All right, we'll check for it.
I don't know if you did or you didn't. I also emailed you a Google Video link to it. The pilots for 9/11 Truth, Rob Balsamo and company, also recently got part of the DVD, the data file they got from the CD from the National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB. They got the last part of it decoded yesterday.
Okay.
And they're finding out that the more they uncover this stuff. In fact, I think they've gotten everything they can. Flight 77, the plane that was supposed to have hit the Pentagon, does not match the official story per the NTSB, the data file and everything else they got from the NTSB under a Freedom of Information Act request. So if you get a chance to look at that, I sent you one. I checked out the DVD I sent you. We should have sound.
And let me ask you this, Kerry. Do you know these people? Have you spoken to them directly?
I've spoken to Rob Balsamo over the phone a few times. I've spoken to a few of the other people over the internet, you know, emails
okay.
and what have
All
you.
All right, well, do me a favor, because I'm going to get these people on air tomorrow.
Okay? Oh, great.
I'll bring you down here. I'll have Marcus, my producer here, talk to you, and we'll get that information from you. And
I have Rob Alfano's phone number.
Okay, and
you guys can call him.
Okay, well, he'll take you down right now, and I'll get that information. And then, Kerry, I thank you for that.
Thank you, Mr. Statmiller.
That's important information. I thank
yes,
you,
sir.
All right.
Everybody.
Okay.
I'm hanging on.
All right. Go ahead and take him. And while you're doing that, give me Willie in Alabama. Hello, Willie.
Hey, greetings, Mr. Statmiller.
How you doing, sir?
I'm blessed, sir. I wanted to thank you so much for your program. My wife and I were just listening to it while we eat supper, and we're praying that somehow God is going to expose these criminals we got running this country.
Well, I'll tell you, we ask God for a lot. He's got, I lie in bed at night and I think about things like this, Willie. I think about us here on planet Earth. You know, what is there, about 6 billion of us hanging on this little dirt ball in a universe without end? In a universe that contains tens of thousands of galaxies, containing billions and billions of planets. And there's life out there. There's real life going on in this universe out there. And I look back on our little blue marble, and I think, my God in heaven. You know, I think the good Lord gave us everything that we need to combat this evil. It's just that we have not heeded that word, and we have not done what is our responsibility to do.
You know, the church is really failing this. You know, Paul in his epistles said that we're to expose and reprove darkness and evil, and the Lord Christ Jesus himself said to take a stand for righteousness' sake.
Yeah.
And the church has become anemic.
Yes.
And they're becoming a Zionist church,
mm-hmm.
where they believe that Israel is the chosen people.
Yeah.
And that they're not, because the born again are the God's chosen people today. And it could be Jew or Gentile.
That's right.
And I don't know why they can't get that straight.
Well, and you see the affiliation. As I've gone through, I don't know how long you've been listening to this program, but I have set out in great detail about this Judeo-Christendom that has been foisted on us. We see the phony televangelistic preachers up there saying that, you know, we've got to support Israel. And as I said during the body of this show, you know, somebody had called me up on this program one day and says, well, what do you propose to do about the 6 million Jews in Israel? And when I said nothing, there was kind of a silence.
I understand.
And you know, we're all God's people. What is bad is when we have very bad people doing very bad things and manipulating the truth, manipulating what is out there and turning us one against the other.
You know, I think you and I are on the same wavelength. I'm not against the Jews. I'm just against the Zionists.
No, I understand.
And the point I'm trying to say is the Jews at best are a lost sheep without a shepherd.
You got that right. Hey, hang on a second, Willie. I got to take this break. We'll be back and conclude this edition of the National Intel Report right after this.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
All right, folks, we are back. Willie in Alabama, I hear and understand what you're saying, my friend.
Well, thank you, John, very much. I wanted to ask you a quick question before I go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a short waiver mostly in read and things like that. Looks like I'm going to end up getting a computer in here that I'll be going down scratching and screaming to get in here, though. But
I understand.
I got some friends who are on computers, cybers, and all that, but they can't get your program live on the air. Everybody I've told me said, I don't know how to do it. He said, there's no way to click to get you on air.
Really? Well, if you go, and let me go to the site right now, and I'll walk people through this in case they're having a little bit of problem.
Okay.
If you go to rbnlive.com,
all right,
and you click on the Listen Live on the left-hand column there, right at the top of the page, it's got program host, but it's got your streaming, the 32-bit stream. You can click on that. We're also using 16-bit stream and 8-kilobit stream. We are down a little bit on the bandwidth. The 32K filled up real quick, so chances are you might have to go to a 16, and if that's full, go to the 8. But we will have full bandwidth restored, so we will be able to take on many, many more people, which heretofore it was being hampered. The numbers were always low, and I know there was more people out there that were trying to log on. But the page is there, and it is functioning. It is working.
So you go to rbnlive.com, and in the left-hand corner, you click a button that says Listen.
Listen Live.
Listen Live.
It's right below Network Information. Click on that. It'll take you to right to the Listen Live online page, and you can hit the 32-bit stream, the 16, or the 8-kilobit stream.
Well, thank you, John. I'll tell them.
All right.
And, hey, you're the best, son. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate your call, Willie. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Folks, we're all in the same boat here. We're all for one thing, and that's liberty and freedom. We've seen the deconstruction of that through reconstruction in America, the further centralization of federal power. And now under the guises of external threats to this country and maybe internal threats, well, we have to do away with the rest of it. No, it is the criminals that we need to get rid of. And like I said earlier, a couple thousand of them in key places here in this country, we get rid of these characters, we got our country back. And that is not a joke. That is serious business. And for the local politics, and when I mean local, I mean state politics, people have pulled away from the political process, and they've been disgusted by it. They didn't know what to do. But add insult to injury, they've got to come in with a vote fix just in case somebody slips through the cracks and gets in there and causes problems. Ladies and gentlemen, it is up to us to reengage in this fight. And I never thought that I would live long enough to say that we've got to re-engage in the political process. But major changes have to take place. As long as we're plugged into that Constitution, both state and federally, plugged into it, and we have people that are going to abide by it, use that as their golden rule, let's say, we are going to have a lot less problems to deal with. And the problems that are there, they can be cleaned up in order. But when all this maelstrom and all this chaos is going on, where do we begin? Well, it starts in your own backyard. And folks, it starts by putting the information into people's heads that they can start to make an informed decision, to listen to the information and to make up your own minds. Follow your hearts and follow your minds, folks. And guess what? Your backside will follow. All right, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. We will see you then. In the meantime, think about what I've said. Let's engage these critters. We outnumber them 1,000,000 to 1. Well, maybe not 1,000,000 to 1, maybe 500,000 to 1. But we outnumber them. We've got to put them on the run. We are on the march, ladies and gentlemen, and we're not going to stop. This talk show host, this network, its affiliates, we are not stopping. We will get you. We're coming for you. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.